liquid thing. There's a limited part of it that can be liquidated by, at any time, and then this case could be over, and we can figure out who the beneficiaries are, distribute the money. There's nothing else to do in this Shirley Bernstein Trust other than sell this house. And so, that's where we are. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Your Honor, the first thing is, I did actually give the court the Liz pendants back in October. Okay, and you took it in, you were going to review it. And what happened was, with no notice to anybody, not me or the PR of the estate where the personal properties are, were alleged to you to be stored, which now we're hearing today that Mr. Rose is saying they were sold when they told the court they were moved and you ordered a re-inventory of the properties of both my mom's condo and the house. They told you when they sold the condo, they moved the properties to the St. Andrews home. You ordered a re-inventory. They've been avoiding it. But now today, I just heard from Joy that Mr. Rose is saying they sold those properties, and in a deposition with Mr. Tesher, Mr. Rose interrogated him, or whatever you call it, and Mr. Tesher said, oh yeah, we sold the property and we're going to true it up later. Well, nobody authorized it. No benefit. The personal property in my mom's condominium was my father's personal property when she died. So it's under the care of Joy. So we've all been told, and you were told, that the property moved when they sold the condo, which we're going to claw back that condo in a bit, minute two, on all the fraud there. But more important is that all of a sudden Friday night, my wife gets a Google or a Zillow alert that there's a pending sale. Now, they haven't told anybody of this sale. They didn't call Joy and tell her, hey, you got to get an inventory of this stuff. We're going to be moving it out.
Let me ask a question.
Sure.
I don't have any of the sale papers.
Neither do we.
Andrew's home being sold with contents?
I did leave one part out of my presentation. The house is being sold empty. There is whatever, I've already had discussions with Mr. O'Connell. This all happened very quickly. I've had discussions with Mr. O'Connell's office. They filed a corresponding motion to reappraise and take possession of the property. We consent to that.
The property, the personal property?
All the personal property. And so that's not an issue because I think she, Ms. Foglietta can advise. We've had discussions. They've come up with a solution and she can, Ms. Foglietta and her client have made arrangements to be able to remove all the personal property before the closing date. So this personal property is not an issue.
Oh, did you move?
It should have been closed.
There's so much crime going on here.
We are not exactly interested in the sale of the home, but one of the things to do is the personal property that's inside the home that belongs to the Simon estate. So I haven't actually seen the contract, and I want to make sure that the court knows that, but Mr. Rose is correct in saying that he has told me that the contract doesn't include any tangible personal property of the decedent or any fixtures or anything like that that we might have claim to. So, you know, as long as the court understands that I have seen the contract and is okay with that being said by Mr. Rose, then when it comes to the sale of the home, we really have no standing to object one way or the other. I just need to make sure that we can get in there, and I've got a motion that we could hear after this one for Your Honor, get in there, inspect and appraise the personal property, and get it moved and stored. That's my biggest concern for today.
Absolutely opposite. I 100% concur in it.
What about that motion?
I just want to be there and be able to video, and now that we have information that they sold personal property and lied to the court, this is very important stuff, and I have a police investigation of all this ongoing.
Okay,
okay, wait, what, there's...
there's an orderly waiver.
Okay.
And Judge, and then the only other issue with regards to my motion is where the payment of these things is going to come from. I briefly spoke with Mr. Rose of the appraisal and the inspection and then the moving and storage of these things. And Mr. O'Connell would request...
It would be signed
and signed. Yes, Judge. And as I briefly spoke with Mr. Rose outside, Mr. O'Connell would request that the revocable trust of Simon pay for those expenses. So that's the only other outstanding issue.
It makes no difference whether the revocable trust, so no objection.
No objection to the payment.
Okay. All right, we'll come back to what you're saying in a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
Now I'll leave you back.
Okay. So they had never told them they were going to move this property or do anything.
If it, from
the house to wherever storage when they closed on the 31st, they didn't notify anybody that there was a contract. That they're saying they didn't give any disclosure to beneficiaries of this. in breach?
As we are right now on the 25th of March, contents in the home to be sold that belong to Simon.
Absolutely. Every single thing in the house is everything in this house that's left is the property of the estate of Simon Bernstein.
Sometimes I don't need
stories. 100% is owned by Simon Bernstein.
Okay. All right. So.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Okay. So.
So whatever is there can be memorialized.
Right.
By inventory, by video.
Good.
You know all that, and then. It'll be moved, it'll be put in storage.
Good with that.
To the next one.
Got that. Okay, so we get notice that they're selling the house. Joy and Brian had no idea that the personal properties were about to be moved and shipped against your court order. They didn't notify beneficiaries of this transaction, give us any details, and breach. My wife's got a whole list of this stuff. So anyways, this is all an evasion tactic. Mr. Rose, by the way, knows that there's a counter complaint that does deal with this property, that the beneficiaries aren't known at this time in the Shirley Trust, that there's litigation, and he actually told Nestler Paletto that there's no litigation that involves this house. Well, let me tell you, if Ted's found not to be a valid trustee and was operating fraudulently, which is alleged, with plenty of information.
You have a much better chance on me being able to understand first and maybe accept your argument if you don't do what you just did.
Which was?
Editorialize at the tail end of your sentences.
Okay, sorry, I apologize. Yes, I got it, okay.
Once you do that, I shut off.
I got it.
Because that doesn't help.
I'm just passionate. It's my dad's house, and okay. Okay, and I want to make a point that my dad listed the house at $3.4 million on 12/1/12, on 8/12/3/2. So a few weeks before he dies, with Nestler Paletto, same guy, it's listed for 3/2. Somebody's got to then explain how there's a 200% market devaluation in a home when the market's been going up, not down in that period. Now, the Spanish tile on the floors and it not fitting in Florida.
Let me say this to everybody. Here's my next question. Because the piece of information I didn't know was, what was it listed for? So the last listing was what? For instance, at $3.4 million from 2012.
I mean, the current listing, it was listed at
$1.4 million. The listing.
Oh, absolutely. It's in the affidavit. The appraisal came in at, I don't really want to say the appraisal in open court, but the appraisal is within...
This is my question.
Yeah.
Elliot Bernstein says that back in 12, the listing, which is what the seller wants to sell for, what it means is worth around $3.4 million. Has there been a change in the listing?
Absolutely. It's currently listed at $1.2 million. Yes.
You know, same thing for you. You like to tell stories. I don't know stories, but it's a yes or no question.
Yes, it's been lowered.
Okay, all right. So, what is the last listing, if you know?
I believe it was $1,295,000, but I don't...
$1,395,000.
Okay. Okay, all right. So, and it's always been with Mr. Paletto, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so, when they have lowered the listing, who is signing off on the lower listing?
Well, obviously the trustee of the Simon of the Shirley Bernstein Trust, the owner of the property,
which is
Ted Bernstein.
Okay. So
allegedly.
Okay. Pending Elliot's action. I got all that, so I don't need to hear that. Okay. So I mean, this is the situation we face a lot in cases like this where, you know, we need to focus in on a singular issue. What's best for right now the Shirley Trust? Okay. And it seems to me that this is fairly simple to some degree. If the property has been listed for 3 years, the listings have been lowered dramatically. there's been no offers, I assume, higher than where we are now, true?
Correct.
Okay, because otherwise...
Well, we're just accepting all this. I'd like a hearing for all this.
Okay, all right, hold on. And so now, there's an offer, and the offer is $1.1 million, is that true?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, the question is always two parts. Is that now at fair market value? And, because since fair market value is an opinion, is the offer of $1.1 million at or about the fair market value? How close? What are the variables? And if it is, great. If it's not, what is it about the market condition or the need to sell the property sooner than later? So the way you're presenting it is that there's an offer, it's bona fide, it's cash, it's as is for $1.1 million. And the need to close this by the 31st is because of what's going on with the San Andreas Country Club.
Excuse me, Your Honor. The house was just listed on Zillow. They do estimates of the houses at $2.4 million, and they're usually on the low side. And it went up $170,000 in value in the last 30 days, according to their report. And I've got a copy of that.
Well, we have
But, Your Honor, can I make one more point?
I'm going to let you in a second.
Okay. The Shirley Condo point. Okay, in the Shirley condo sale, the house was sold and we're petitioning to have it clawed back as part of our complaint. If Ted is found not to be a valid trustee, this house is going to be clawed back. They're going to be sued. There's going to be litigation. I think the real estate agent needs to be informed of the truth that there is litigation surrounding this home, that a potential buyer should be fully made aware of that in disclosure. Now,
hold on. You say that as if that has some legal meaning to it.
Well, I have a state counter-complaint that's asking for injunctive relief to prohibit the sale of any assets by an unauthorized trustee who's acting in multiple breaches.
Okay, so here's my issue.
Right.
I look at this transactional differently. Preserving for a moment all your claims, removal, et cetera. There is an asset right now in the Shirley Trust, the home. Okay, everyone agrees with that? It's an asset that belongs to Shirley?
Oh, I don't know, but
okay.
That's part of my claim. We don't know who the beneficiaries are. We don't know if these trusts are... I know. We don't know if the trust is valid. We have trust constructions coming up.
Okay. It's an asset that purports to be...
Yes.
...in the Shirley Trust.
Correct.
The form of the asset is real estate.
Yes.
This adventure is to convert the form of that asset from real estate to cash.
Right.
Okay. Not touch the cash.
Right. Well, we don't want to do that.
Okay. But I need to know why not.
Because we think it's a fire sale price.
Okay.
We haven't been given any disclosure on the information documents contract.
Okay. So, this is objections to me deciding this UMC is sustained. Okay. Because you made a bunch of factual allegations. And I can't consider that a UFC. So, I'm ruling in your favor. You want me to draw back?
No, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was just apologizing. Okay. So I didn't say anything. I just. I'm so sorry. She just kicked me pretty hard.
The only time that I could hear this is tomorrow, because Friday is bench bar.
Oh, yeah.
We're all done. Deli wants to come up to the convention center and lecture a bunch of lawyers. You want to do that?
No, but I'm busy tomorrow.
That's the time that I
have
before the 31st.
Well, why would we let him postpone the sale? They should have notified us. We're all in this position because he didn't tell anybody of this. He was going to sneak this out the door.
The contract just came in, which I'll hear, and through the realtor, there's a reason why it's better to sell it now, and he did hear that.
Okay.
So if someone filed an urgent, it's not an emergency, but if someone filed an urgent motion and said, we need to close by a certain date. I mean, I keep hearing all the time. So this case is the same as I do with all the cases, trying to accommodate this, because if I said after the 31st, that kind of defeats the purpose of having this this done right away.
Well, so, but that puts us at risk.
Well, maybe not. I'll see based upon the evidence that I hear. Okay.
So, all right, I have a lawyer coming in, too. Who's going to file the pro hack and all that? She's sending them the info today.
That's the one from out of state?
It is.
Okay, well, you know.
She's coming.
You can participate or have someone else participate. Let me see what I can do. This.
Can we do it? I'm not missing the games.
Okay. I can do it at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
You already had actually said it. I mean, you had actually said a hearing that they were coming to it between 3 and 5, which you had to cancel in the Oppenheimer case. So I assume they're available. I'll be available whatever time Your Honor wants.
We are not available during that time. We have a lacrosse game, and I volunteered to film it at Omni Middle School. So they've got me filming it. What?
At what time?
At 4:45 is the game.
All right. I'll move it up to 1 o'clock. I'll come by lunch hour.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
But you have, let me tell you, you have a half an hour, because I'm in the middle of a trial.
Oh, Joy, are you going to get your hearing?
Okay, so you need to be able to, you, Mr. Rose, the selling people need to be able to convince me, now that we've heard what Elliot's objections are, I'm not worried about the procedural part of this. But it's to make sure, because he used the word, he doesn't want this to be a fire sale. Okay, so that's a reasonable thing. So you're going to have to convince me that this is not a fire sale. It may be the only offer, but if it's, you know, way below value, you know, but, so that's what I'm going to do. It's not esoteric. I hear this stuff all the time.
I would put on Mr. the realtor with an appraisal.
That's fine. Okay. You're very serious things have happened, by the way. The
dealing with this matter?
Yes, in fact.
With the sale of the home?
Yes, and in fact, Brian O'Connell has sent the court a motion, and they had to ask Mr. Rose, who's representing Ted, for money for this transaction, and. They have claimed that Ted is not a validly serving trustee. They brought the information to the court once before, saying that Ted is not a valid trustee
of
the Simon. I've made the claim he's not of Shirley. But also, there's another letter we got from Mr. Feeman. Okay, we've got another letter here from Mr. Feeman. I put these both in a motion for you to remove these guys based on this information. So I don't even think he's an authorized fiduciary to be doing these transactions. But Mr. Feeman writes to Brian O'Connell a letter that states that their Ted and Alan's actions pose serious conflict of interest issues for Ted Bernstein and ethical issues for Mr. Rose as the Florida attorney for Mr. Ted.
With what transaction?
The estates and trusts. Meaning this letter pertains to the Illinois insurance litigation, but the conflicts also apply to all of what they're doing. Okay. We got Joy. Joy's got a motion.
I just have one more thing in my motion that before I can do that was brought to our attention from Elliot Bernstein that there's some personal property that's being in office building that we had. I spoke with Mr. Rose about it yesterday. He said there is no more of the personal property in there, but Mr. O'Connell still wanted to have me bring it to your attention, and you still feel like you might need to inspect and appraise it, unless your honor says...
Inspect and appraise what?
The property. There's allegedly there is still some of the deceased personal property in the office building.
Okay, well, if someone wants to inspect to see whether it's there or not, do you have any objection to that?
I don't really have any objection to that. But that's outside of the scope of this motion.
Your Honor, it is part of her motion.
Well, she can argue her motion.
No, I know. But my only concern is that Ted, our responsible fiduciary, is being evicted and sued out of those offices. And if he gets evicted, those personal properties records... What? Well, I'd like it to happen before he gets evicted and the landlord owns the property, which looks like what they're trying to do, bury...
Okay. Yeah, did you work it out to have that...
For the record, we vacated the property already. We'll deal with that separately.
I'm glad he's putting this all on the record. Your Honor? I know, I just... call Matt. This is sad.
You all can wait outside.
Your Honor, on a side note, I did find the statute that says that trusts have to be executed. Okay, so I'll bring that up. But that, the statute number falls under 689, conveyance of land and declarations of trust. No problem, thank you. Have a good day. Oh, can I get your card? We've met before, haven't we?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good to see you again.
Here's my card.
Thank you very much.
You're
welcome. Good job, Joy. Tough. I'm hiring you. Brian will be proud. Oh, and now they emptied the other.
They're saying what's left. It's empty.
Yeah, now we're going to find out, though.
What I said, do you have any holiday pictures or anything?
Yeah.
Right around the time your dad's dead.
I videoed the whole thing.
The inside of his house?
I videoed every single piece of property in the house. I was there for 3 days. I'm not an idiot.
When did you do it?
Right after the day he died, I started videoing the whole place. Every piece of contents, with condos. I want to see, right. We're just going to wait till they lie a little bit more.
Did you need the original?
I can take it down to the clerk. What? I'll take it down to the clerk first.
I got to fight you for it?
You get a copy, give him a copy.
Yeah, I'll give you
a copy. No, I know, okay.
I can take it down to the clerk for him since we don't have the original copy. That's easier.
We want to thank you as always. You're great.
I got it. Have a good one. See you next time.
Best organization in America, the sheriff. Our last great defense.
I agree with you.
Yeah. And right now, our country might need you.
I agree.
With this stuff. You got to be... You too. I love the sheriff department. I do.
Hi, how are you?
It's the last great bastion of justice in America. Tomorrow at 1.
At 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Well, what's today? Wednesday? Thursday? Okay. For a half hour. Okay, So as far as the personal property goes, we're going to bring in our appraiser, and we're going to go through it all, and he is going to take this original hill report.
You're going to contact me when it's going, right?
Oh, it's going to go on Friday, probably.
Okay, so yeah. But you're going to notice me, and I'm going to get there with it. Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely. Okay. And I'll be there at least for the first part of it.
Okay.
And then I'll have somebody else from my office probably
come
in.
You have to make sure you call the gate and get everybody.
Well, and he needs to let us
in. Okay, that's fine. Right.
So I'm going to have to set that up with him. But I intend for it to go Friday. When I spoke to the appraiser, he thinks it might take 2 days. So he has blocked off on his schedule kindly for us Friday and Monday.
It should take 2 days unless there's nothing left.
Yeah, and on the office, we want to know where size personal properties
is. So we've got computers, that here, too.
Isn't there new legislative statutes about personal property of hard drives, computer, electrical equipment and stuff?
There was, do you think that they've taken that too?
Yeah, that's all at the office. Yeah.
The first personal representatives never took any of that, huh?
Nope.
They never got the mail.
They never even gotten anything. You're not getting the mail. Yeah. You're the PR. You're not even getting.
I've been fighting with JP Morgan crazy just to change the IRS to us. They will not. They just keep sending it to us.
Because that IRA is a toxic mess.
That's why nobody even knows what bank accounts, what information, because Ted was taking all the mail and not giving it to Robert Spolina. So Robert Spolina,
I can't believe
only
Cohen's
has whatever
like
Ted was
moving
giving
forward
him.
Like all this fraud isn't occurring around them. It's amazing.
It's all allegation, right?
No, there's not just allegations. He's got a police report where Spolina says that Ted wasn't authorized to sell the house and distribute the money. He's got a condo. Right. He's got forgery and fraud. Right.
When he sold that condo, so Spolina said, Ted, you can't sell that condo because Stansberry has a claim against Shirley's trust right now.
Right. Right. They did all this illegally. And there's so much illegality going on here. It's just a farce. Thank God the whole world's watching the case. The FBI, all kinds of people.
Okay. Well, the good news is that he has scheduled another hearing. So,
oh, lovely.
Which I'm sure you're very
kill myself,
for.
Right.
And we'll get in there. So we'll get in there Friday, get this whole thing started. I will contact Alan Rose today, get it all set up, make sure that we can get everybody
in there.
What
happens if they've given away, sold things under your nose of things you're responsible for?
And we'll have more issues to deal with.
Yeah, and then we've got bonding, insurance policies. We got all kinds of things coming next.
The Hill report is our starting ground.
Yeah.
And we will literally have that other appraiser just check off what is on there and what's not. And what's not on there, then we will have to decide how do we deal with this.
And what was taken before the Hill report.
Are you kidding? I'm at the police with it.
They were all
in
there before that appraisal even happened.
This is called grand theft.
Right. It all come down
grand.
This to go through now, Dad's things.
This is where I will need your help, though. I will need, so my job right now is to get this second round of appraisals done and make sure that everything that is on the Hill report is there, make sure that it was given a correct value.
And everything that's there, right.
Things that are not on the Hill report. I don't know what the house looks like. Right. You guys need to look at your videos from that day.
Yep. All the dishes.
What's not on that report. Okay.
I just saw that dishes at my sister's house that are from my mother's house. And a Facebook photo.
That I was with her when she
bought. Oh yeah, we're collecting all that.
That kind of stuff. So here's what I would the best thing you could do. Bullet points of it.
Okay.
Just bullet. This was, you know, this. Let's say it's a painting.
Well, I want to see what's there, and then I'll do it.
And you know, say painting video.
Right.
That way, I know how you know that it was there.
Wait till we finish this. Let's find out what's there, and then let's hear their sworn testimony that they don't have things, and then I'll put down my evidence.
Yeah.
Because I'm waiting to catch them in more fraud.
Prepare for her back.
No.
We'll go and open court. Right. We'll prepare for her to lose an audit tool. She needs an audit tool.
She'll get that after they put down their stuff.
Me?
Yeah. We don't get informed of anything, of course.
Yeah.
We're not informed.
This is probably going to be a long wait.
Thank you. This is the only it's Omni Middle School. Oh, it is? Well, you should have said something. Kick his ass. So this whole thing right now.
Well, can you get that counter she sold too?